Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Could a reduction in government expenditures and regulations spark an economic boom? Here's a true story. The Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands in Micronesia in the South Pacific is part of the United States the same way as the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. Like other lands in Micronesia, such as the Marshall Islands, Federated States of Micronesia, and Kiribati, the residents of the Northern Mariana Islands were relatively poor, but not anymore. According to the World Bank, in 2016, these other three countries had per capita gross domestic product between $1,400 to over $3,400. For the Northern Mariana Islands, the per capita gross domestic product exceeded $16,800, more than five times the average of the others. Since the climate, geography, and history across Micronesia is fairly homogeneous, why are the Northern Marianas Islands so much more prosperous? They didn't used to be. Just over 20 years ago, the local government made an offer to the U.S. It would forsake future subsidies from the U.S. government if the Commonwealth could be exempt from American labor laws, including minimum wage. To the surprise of some, the U.S. government accepted the offer. Since the islands are under the dominion of the U.S. government, textiles fabricated there can be marked Made in the USA. After the exemption from American minimum wage and other laws, the Northern Mariana Islands textile industry flourished. There are so many jobs created that the Commonwealth imports thousands of workers from the Philippines, Vietnam, and elsewhere. 11 years ago, the U.S. government again asserted that the Commonwealth would be subject to U.S. minimum wage laws, but only slowly slide back up to American levels. Today, the minimum wage there is barely $6 an hour, still well below the per capita income. The minimum wage in the Northern Mariana Islands will reach par with U.S. levels within the next decade. By then, the local economy should be so prosperous that it will no longer matter. Come back Friday when I discuss how the benefits of cutting government expenditures and regulations could stimulate Michigan's economy here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.